calling, in my role as Deputy Mayor, I'm calling an emergency meeting of the initial municipal councillors and the officials, where we can do an initial assessment of the significant damage done to our infrastructure, of the significant damage done as a result of the rivers being unable to take the volume of water, and the danger that is presented, was presented to a number of homes in the area. And of course, it's timely that it will be in the morning after a visit from the OPW Minister, and really we'll be wanting to put together an emergency funding package to government and attention of the OPW that the peninsula requires, as I'm sure the county does, but the peninsula took an awful hammering last night in many hues, be it infrastructure or be it this morning we neither had lights, water, road infrastructure or even connection by your aircom. So we were a really isolated peninsula this morning, and we're very thankful, thanks to the emergency services, that we got through the night. But now is the time for putting together an appropriate funding package plea to government for any show.
And locally, many local residents have been devastated by these floods. What can be done at local level now immediately to help them through this?
At local level, the amount of damage is just, it's heart-rending, because we have had farmers who have lost their sheep and are out even today counting the cost of trying to identify if and how many were saved. We have business owners who have lost their businesses, and I visited one this morning, a garage owner, and it is heartbreaking. And this morning we have our local business people working to keep their businesses open and clean, but by what's very welcome this morning is the amount of community effort and people coming together to assist these businesses. But we'll need central government to play a significant role, and as soon as possible.